It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Allie Farnham and Rachel Barbie. That must mean it is time for Saturday Vibes. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
We can't believe it's here this Saturday. Holy smokes.
That's right. We were just talking about the fact that it's just, you said once the first one's out of the way, you're in good shape and you finally hit strides and it gets easier. Well, whatever easier means after the third one, right?
Yeah, we just get into autopilot. I mean, we have such a strong staff, but really what the thing is that every year it just gets better and better and better. And we like add more activities and more things to do. And so it's all of those awesome like add-ons that are new that we're like, okay, we'll get all this stuff together. And then it happens and then it's great.
Yep.
And do you think there'll ever come a point where it's like, you know, that might be too much?
Never. Have you met Kimberly Kewen?
I know, you're right. You're right there. You're right. All right, so let's talk about this one. Of course, the first one right out of the gate is this Saturday, May 13th. Starts at 5, runs until about 10:30, and the theme is everything animal. Who wants to start talking about everything animal?
I can. So we've got some great participants that are coming this event. So we've got Castle Country Vet that's going to be doing a vaccination clinic. So if you need to get your pets caught up on their vaccinations, bring them on down. We also have the Animal Shelter as well as Carbon Cat Rescue participating. They are all going to be very helpful because we are also going to have a pet parade and a costume contest that they'll be working with us on.
And pony rides, too.
And pony rides.
Oh, you can't forget pony rides.
Yeah, pony rides. Like...
Can't forget pony ride. So let's talk about the particulars of this pet parade and the costume contest. What time does it start? Where are we starting? Where are we ending? All that good stuff.
Yep. So the pet parade is going to start at the same place as last year, which is right in front of Matsuda Acupuncture. So that is at 7 p.m. On Main Street. So once the first band comes off the stage, we'll rally. We'll meet at Matsuda. We're going to head over to the Riverwalk Trail. We'll go south on the Riverwalk Trail, cut back over to Main Street at the Conoco 66, come down Main, and then we will end at the park, which is where our new pet costume contest will begin. I can't wait to see all of these little fur babies dressed up in costumes. I just love it.
And the costume contest, you said probably like what, right around 7:30?
Yep. It's hard to put a specific time, but 7:30-ish. Because the parade will end and then it'll just roll right into it.
Anybody that owns an animal knows they are on their own schedule.
Yes.
It's all right.
Costumes for the animals, but also costumes for humans.
How about a matching costume?
Yes, matching costumes. Bonus points.
Yeah, bonus points. For all sure. Right. So and we have really good prizes too. So we've got some awesome like specialty dog food. We've got pool passes. We have really awesome prizes for the top three costumes.
So dress your dog up, come on down, get ready for the parade, get ready for the contest. And that's just like one part of what's going on Saturday.
Yes.
Let's first talk about the entertainment. I don't know who wants to cover the main stage entertainment.
Yeah, I can hit the punch list with you. First thing I will say is we have 19 new bands this year. That is a lot of new fresh energy on the stage. We're super excited about it. So the first band opening the season will be the Bombshell Flowers, and they are alternative indie rock. They're really young and fresh and have a bunch of energy. Very excited to welcome them to Helper. I think this will be their first time coming down. And then from 8 to 10 p.m. closing the stage, we have Picky Out the Stingers. I just love that band name. And they are bluegrass, like true, amazing bluegrass, super talented musicians. They have the hats.
And they've been to Vibes, or they've been in our area a couple of times. I don't know if they have. I think they were here for a Culture Connection because that name, I can't forget.
You can't
that
forget
name.
The name. It's true.
So the other great thing about this is you guys are doing this once again. Vibes goes throughout the summer. And if you want to go to your website, you have links and bios to all the bands, right? And you can go check out who's coming and who you want to go see in that.
Yeah, absolutely. Our website, we take pride in the fact that we keep it up to date. We have lots of valuable information there. So you can head over to helpervibes.com. It's under the events tab. All of the event dates are listed, all the themes are listed, the bands, the genres, bios, and YouTube video links.
So everything is there. Another cool thing that you guys are doing this year, now that we've kind of covered the entertainment, let's talk about this history hunt.
So I just need to start by thanking the 2023 Advisory Committee because they are the heart and soul of this project. I feel like a proud mom, which is ridiculous because they're all older than me, I think. But it's really their capstone project. So they came up with this idea to do a trivia-style, history-based scavenger hunt throughout Helper. So they have written 10 trivia-style questions that will be announced at 5 p.m. on each event date, once again on the website. And they get harder as the event goes on. And folks can scavenge around and find these historical landmarks. You have to take a selfie in front of the landmark, and then you submit it on the website, and then we have a slew of super great prizes for folks to win.
So it's another great way to get out, get out and about, and find out the history of Helper. If you don't know some of the history of Helper, it's pretty interesting stuff, I'm going to tell you. So this is a great opportunity to do that, and that's going to go throughout the season, correct?
Yep, so there'll be one question for each event, and those are going to stay up. So if you're not at the event, you can still participate. If you're walking around in Helper, you can still check it out. There is no time limit to participate, and no matter if you submit a correct answer, an incorrect answer, if you participate at all, you are entered to win the grand prize at the end of the season.
So it's good to know that those clues will be up all year long. So if you're like some of us that wait until the last minute, just go on the last day and have a ball. Really.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. And so and the other thing that we always have to talk about when we talk about Saturday Vibes is, of course, your food trucks, your sponsors, and your vendors, all that good stuff. So let's wrap up with that, if we could.
Yeah. We've got some great food trucks, again, for this first event. We've got Iceberg Shake Truck is coming back down. That was a huge hit last year. We're going to have all of our favorite locals, Ruben's, D's Kitchen, Angel's Craving will be there. And we also have a new vendor, Country Confections, that will be bringing a lot of sweet treats and ice cream.
And that's always a good thing.
You got to feed the people. You got to feed the people.
Most definitely. I'm going to be there. You got to feed me.
Yep. Yes.
That's a chore in and of itself. So let's wrap up with talking because these things don't just happen. You guys have great sponsors.
Oh my gosh.
Vendors that help out. So let's mention those guys.
We could not do it without our sponsors. We've got the Miners Cottages, which is an awesome Airbnb on Main Street. Emery Telecom, I Got Poop, Matsuda Acupuncture, Tony Basser Group of Companies, Renewal by Anderson, Coca-Cola, Castleview Hospital, General Distributing, USU, Little Learners, JNN, Helper Project, Empathetics, Dragonfly Wellness, Real Estate Titans, a slew of amazing liquor at the bar. You'll just have to see for yourself. And then also Castlegate RV Park and Supreme Auto keeps our van running, which is a tough job to do.
That's important. And I see it everywhere. So that's an important thing. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in. Get ready to have some fun again. The summer is back, and we're calling it right now. Today, May 13th, is the unofficial start to summer. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Woo! All right. Like it. So get on out there to Helper Vibes. Kicks off at 5 o'clock this Saturday up on Main Street in Helper. Runs until about 10:30. You got great food, great music, fun for everybody. Remember to bring your pets. They've got the parade, the costume contest, the history hunt, all that. And if anybody has any questions about any of this, I'm assuming we go to the website, and that is
HelperVibes.com.
Very simple. Allie Farnham and Rachel Barbie with Helper Vibes. Thank you so much for coming in today. Appreciate the time, and we'll be seeing you in another couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.